Yeah. Take two hits, don't hold your lungs. All about some money on a night like this. Diamond chasing all the faces, dreaming about it. Like a trip to Vegas, tripped away. This all these feelings make me crazy, get me faded. Ladies fall too hard, I know the
kiss. Hello, Misfits, and welcome to episode, I think we're on 5, right? I think it is.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah.
The Crazy Ones, brought to you by Raw Nutrition. We have a very unique episode. We're going in a very different direction because
you guys like episode, it.
You guys liked the last conversation we had that had nothing to do with anything. But before we get into this, as always, we have to introduce ourselves. My name is Vito, otherwise known as the Maverick Montemurano. Now, let's meet our co-host.
Hi, my name is Shauna Baylog, and I'm also known as Gypsy Exotic.
Yes, we are the Crazy Ones. As you know, hot takes and just arguments is what we do.
Hey, is your thing green and mine, look, mine is pink and yours is green.
What? Wow. Yeah, they light up different.
That's one great. Our Cheers. Microphones are the same exact microphones. Why is your green and mine's green?
Okay.
Red, pink.
Before we get too sidetracked. All right. The question we got, since you guys sent some insane questions for the past
week. That's great.
Okay, I went through them all and none of them were serious, all right? None of them. So, we're just going to go with an off-the-wall question that appeared to be the most requested. Because she likes animals, and I like fighting. So, the question we got is, what's the largest animal you could be hand-to-hand combat? All right.
What do you think?
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first on this one? Because I got this.
You go, because I don't even know which one I would fight.
I would say I could win against a gorilla. Yeah. Why do you think I can?
Because you're short and small.
All right. Relax, sir.
You're short and right, small. I can beat you. You think okay. You can beat a girl? You think you could beat a gorilla?
All right. Who are you talking to, first of all?
Yeah, I'll beat the fuck out of you.
Yes. Because you got to think, gorillas aren't trained, first of all. Second of all, how strong are they?
Gorillas are very peaceful creatures, so you wouldn't even want to fight with a gorilla.
Okay, but statistically, I think I could win that matchup.
No, you can't.
But give me a reason, then.
Because Mike Tyson couldn't even beat a tiger. Why it makes you think you can beat a gorilla?
Because a gorilla... All right, a gorilla's not that strong, all right?
What?
You know about animals. All right, how strong is a gorilla, then?
Do you want me to get the statistics?
All right, pull statistics.
Absolutely. That's a wild comparison. So let's break it down. A fully grown male gorilla weighs around 300 to 485 pounds okay. And is believed to be 4 to 10 times stronger than the average human being. So compared to me, here's how it looks. A gorilla can reportedly lift up 1,800 pounds on a bench press, while a very fit female might be able to push 100 to 150.
Okay. So what you're saying is there's a chance.
What I'm saying is that why would you even want to fight a gorilla in the first place when they are not doing nothing to you? Do you guys understand this? This is always an argument amongst, like, you know, those Facebook debate things. Like, which one would you get in the cage with? You know what? All the time, I would always choose a gorilla because a gorilla is an ape. And we humans are apes. They have consciousness. They have ability to have free will. And yeah, they have instincts and whatever. But you want to know what else they have? The ability to talk through sign language. And the ability to understand the afterlife. So if they can have the ability to believe what is beyond what they currently literally physically are going through, they can think metaphysically, like literally an animal, and talk to you sign language. I promise you to dear Lord that gorilla is not gonna want to beat you when it knows that.
What does this have? We're talking about a hand-to-hand situation, Shauna.
I'm talking about why would it even ever occur.
No, I'm saying it would
occur. What did it do to you? What did a gorilla fucking do to you?
Okay, that's
Harambe
besides the
got
question.
Hurt and killed because the someone question. Fell inside of that enclosure in Columbus Zoo. Was it Columbus Zoo?
Okay. I don't know. But what I do know is I would win. That's what I
Listen,
know,
your
okay?
backyard is Columbus Zoo, and if the Columbus Zoo hears you say that you can beat a gorilla, I don't think you're ever going to be allowed to walk in that zoo. You're
okay.
going to see
I
the
didn't
gorilla.
Say I was
going to
challenge
I'm
it.
I'm
going to
mess you up and
okay.
jump in there just like the other little kid.
All right, what about you then?
I don't know. You know what animal I really would want to fight?
Oh no. All right, let's hear it.
A zebra.
The fuck? Wait. What?
A zebra.
Why?
Zebras are so mean. They're so pretty. They're so nice. They look just like horses and donkeys. They look literally a beautiful species, okay? You just want to pet it. You just want to
okay.
be by it.
Okay.
And it doesn't want to be by you. It will spit at you. It will kick you. It will chase you. It hates you. You want?
Well, I mean,
I just want to love it.
Well, it depends. If it was me, it'd probably be nice to me.
I want you to go into an exhibit with a zebra.
Because you gotta think, do you blame the zebra for being mean to you?
Yes, that's why thinking about
okay.
this.
No,
because it's in their instincts. It's what they are meant
no,
to do instinctually.
No.
They really
it's probably
do not
just
like
you.
They really do not only like Americans, they do not like human beings, period. They do
no,
not
no,
want
no.
to be domesticated.
They probably just don't like Shauna.
You know what? I've never had the blessing to actually get into the cage with one, but I've seen, secondhand experiences, and I've heard from my friends. And oftentimes, like living in Michigan, there were like these little auctions where zoos would go, and you could buy like an alpaca for $300.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, you can buy an alpaca for $300. You can buy a pig for free. Like, they'll just give you a pig or a goat.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like giraffes. There's a lot of times donkeys. I've seen a lot of emus.
Yeah. Well, in life, you either
lean
with it
or
you
rock
with
it.
And that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. Well, shout out to our place before we wrap this up. My favorite place to go and work out, which is another sponsor, and that is Fitworks. It's an amazing facility that has everything, ranging from a cardio movie theater to recovery to Olympic flooring. You show up, become the best version of yourself. Sign up and be part of it. It's the best place there is in the city. And
there's a movie theater?
Yes, they have a cardio movie theater.
A cardio movie theater?
Yes, it's got all cardio equipment and they show the latest films.
Like Barbie?
Barbie's crazy in a movie theater, but it could happen. Yes.
I didn't see Barbie in a movie theater.
Model walking in the movie theater?
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Probably what you would do.
Guys, I am so excited for the new things that are happening in my life too. Like, we're having advancements in our trajectory of where Vito and I see ourselves. We are working with someone in the west side of this country. His name is This Is Sid, and he's actually the music engineer who created the intro for us. So we're trying to find the reasons to get out to Las Vegas and create content, meet new professionals. And at the same time, I'm also re-aliving my magazine, my YouTube channel. Like, literally everything is gonna be new this next year, and I can't wait for it. Like, Vito and us, we're yeah. gonna be like taking
we're
over the
there.
Country.
Yes, so you guys stay tuned, and we're excited you guys are part of this journey. And thank you guys for all the support and your generosity. We really do appreciate it. We're getting there. And that concludes this episode for today.
No. Thank you all for tuning in so much. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for the support. I cannot believe the views and the followers every time Vito updates me, and this is incredible. So I just want to give a special shout out to all y'all who are listening to us while y'all driving, or you're doing whatever you got to do in your daily lives. And if there's anything that we can kind of like dive deep more into, such as, you know, motivation or what we did to get where we're at, you know, things that align us with who we are today and how we got there, make sure you send us these questions, because we want to resonate with y'all. We want to help y'all, and we want to be the voice that you wish you could have heard before you pulled our podcast on. So yeah, thank y'all.
Perfect. We're at top 100. We're ready to get that number one spot. And Misfits, that concludes our episode for today. Thank you guys very much, and we'll see you guys next week. Shauna?
Yeah. Take two hits, don't hold your lungs. All about some money on a night like this. Diamond chasing all the faces, dreaming about it. Like a trip to Vegas, tripped away. This all these feelings make me crazy, get me faded. Ladies, vocals get me wavy. I've been on the time like hungry babies. Fall too hard, I know the kiss to pay.